95.6 BRFM.
And joining us on the phone should be Councillor Cameron Baird. Cameron, how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, Pete. How are you?
I'm brilliant, actually. It's a big weekend, 100 years celebrating, well, as remembering, not celebrating, that's not the wrong word. 100 years of remembrance for Armistice Day on this on the 11th. And, of course, remembering all those died in all the world wars and wars all over the country. And there's something really special happening in Queenborough on Sunday night. Is that right?
There is. We are actually lighting the Queenborough Beacon.
Now, I've seen a lot about this. Lots of, you know, getting people. This hasn't happened in quite a while, has it?
No. This is part of the Battle Over project, which, I mean, there's 1,200 beacons being lit across the UK.
Yeah.
We've tried to light the Queenborough Beacon before for various events, and it's always been turned down because of the private land ownership.
Yeah.
So this time, because of such a special occasion, I've managed to speak to a few people, and we've managed to get permission to light it.
Which, as you said, it's a rare event. So tell us what's going to happen Sunday evening, because the main, everything on Sunday morning, all the war memorials all around the country, there's remembrance services at 11 o'clock, the 2-minute silence. But this is in the evening. Whereabouts in Queenborough is it, and can people come down there?
They can. The beacon is located on Crundall's Wharf, which, if you don't know it, it's where the Alltide Landing is. Access to the wharf will be prohibited to the public for obviously health and safety reasons,
yeah.
But you can view it from the seawall, you can view it from the park, you'll be able to see from the main road. We hope to have quite a few people come down. There's quite a few people who have already said that they're going to come down.
Yeah.
The plan is about 6:30-ish, we're going to kick off just with a small service of remembrance. We're going to read all the names of the war dead off of the war memorial from Queenborough. We are then going to have the last post played by the Sheppey Sea Cadets. And then at 7 p.m, along with all the others around the UK, we will be lighting the beacon.
That'll be quite a poignant ceremony. So that's from 6:30, the service and everything else, and then 7 o'clock the beacon will be lit. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Across the country, 7 p.m. is when the beacons will be lit. So we're aiming for that time to be with everyone else.
And we've got to say a big thanks to Dr. Gary Reid and Michelle Muxworthy from Aseka Pharmaceuticals, because they're the people that let you hold this on their land. Is that right?
Yes, Crundall's Wharf is owned by Aseka. They inherited it from Abbotts. In the past, they haven't allowed people to... there's been requests to light beacons from there. There's been requests to set fireworks from there. Naturally, because it's right next to their chemical plant, they're not the most... They don't want a fire on their land, basically.
No.
but they've been extremely helpful. We've provided them all with risk assessments and method statements, and they're quite happy for us to go ahead on Sunday, providing the one caveat is if the wind changes direction.
So it's, because the wind direction is fairly important because of their chemical works, obviously. So that's it starts at 6:30 on Sunday evening. Just Crundall's Wharf, very restricted access, but you can watch and hear from the seawall and from the park in Queenborough as well, yeah?
You can indeed. The only other comment I would make is it's not just myself who's organised this.
Yes,
it's also Councillor Peter Marchington, who's Swaleborough Councillor with me. It's also Queenborough Town Council, and the Town Council clerk has done a huge amount of work to get this done. And also the Queenborough Harbour Trust, who are very interested, obviously, because they run the Alltide Landing.
Yeah.
And it was them who originally contacted me about getting it lit. So between us, we've worked this plan together in a very short amount of time.
Cameron, there's not many people in this country that in some stage in their lives aren't touched by for family members that in some way aren't touched by these sort of things. So terrific work to you and the team. And I hope it all goes well Sunday evening. Thanks very much, Cameron.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Pete.